Hi, it's Samantha, and this is my midterm reflection for our course, Teaching and Learning in a Networked Environment. I'm going to begin by touching upon the three learning objectives I think I've met thus far through our course. The first objective I'm going to speak about is evaluate, adapt, and reflect on emerging tools and trends by participating in local and global learning communities. So I think I've met this objective in a multitude of ways. As you know by reading my blog already, I am an educator who's already highly invested and immersed in the tech world. I'm always intrigued by it, so I'm already following educators and tech integrators on Twitter and through blogs. But what I've learned through this course and what's kind of opened my eyes is also creating a DeGo account and joining Feedly. And I really have to say, I think Feedly was the most eye-opening for me. Before, I'd be sitting at my computer, typing and searching and seeking out all this information, such as what's trending in technology, what's the new, reform that's going on, what's the most important thing that I could do to make my students' learning the most successful that it could be. So here I was sitting and seeking and searching, and little did I know that I could create a Feedly account where I typed in my interests, and now all of the articles that I've been seeking out are in one web browser. And to me, that's truly incredible. So I think locally and globally, I've connected with educators across the globe, but also just with the teachers in this class by reading each other's blogs, by connecting and commenting. It really has helped me as a teacher to open my eyes to as many learning possibilities as I can. The second objective that I think that I have met so far during this course is to promote and demonstrate effective use of digital tools and resources. So like I said, I've used an array of tools in my classroom thus far, such as Mystery Skype, KidBlog, Blogger, WeVideo, Animoto, iMovie, and so on. I'm a lover of technology and I'm always actively seeking new tools that I can integrate into my teaching. And through this course, I've learned a bunch of new things that I'd never heard of before, one in particular being Poplet. And I have to say, through making my own Poplet for my blog, it really made me realize how effective that could be as a tool for my students. I could see it being used in such different ways across all subjects. I picture my students using it as, a story mapping tool or as a graphic organizer or as a way to display their writing or things that they've learned during reading rather than just doing things on paper. So that's a tool in particular that I'm really excited about. And the third and final learning objective was to become familiar with current technology issues, trends, and technology use within the K-12 environment. And I can say through reading many articles and through watching videos, it's become apparent to me that there are kind of two large issues in technology. One being that many teachers feel that their district doesn't provide enough resources for them to be able to integrate technology. I've read a lot of things about teachers saying they just simply don't have the money or their school just does not have the resources available. And a second issue, and probably a larger issue that I've discovered, is many teachers just simply feel too overwhelmed with where to start with technology. There's such a vast array of options out there that it can be very daunting and overwhelming for a teacher to really know where to begin. I read an article that showed up on my Feedly a few days ago from Edutopia, and it really struck a chord with me. The article was titled How to Integrate Technology, and it was really aimed towards teachers who kind of feel overwhelmed or unsure of how to begin. And to quote the article, it said, "The first step in successful tech integration is recognizing the change that may need to happen inside of yourself and in your approach to teaching." And I thought, wow, that's really true. Our kids are changing. They're 21st century learners. And that's something that's become very apparent and evident through all the videos and research and reading that I've done through this course. Students are changing. And so us as teachers need to change as well. If I'm expecting my students to be 21st century students, then I need to expect myself to be a 21st century teacher. So to me, teachers that are afraid or overwhelmed, I think, you need to take risks in your classroom. You need to connect and collaborate with those around you. I look at the collaboration we've done just through this course and thinking, how valuable that could be to teachers who are a little bit apprehensive to starting technology. a large trend right now is tech integration. And more you read about it, there's more articles about it. Every time I go on Twitter, there's, you know, all sorts of new resources, new apps that are being developed. It can be really difficult to keep up with. But technology really is the trend right now. And it's those four C's. It's collaborating, comprehending, connecting. It's technology is what our kids are facing. It's their future. And I think for me, giving students the opportunity not to just collaborate and connect in the classroom, but globally as well, it's giving students the opportunity to have their voices be heard, such as through blogging or through Skyping, that really take their learning to a whole nother level. So in thinking about where I started before this class and kind of where I'm at right now, you know, I came into this class, as I've stated, as a teacher who pretty heavily uses technology in my classroom already. It's something that I'm truly and strongly passionate about. And so I was very excited to take this course to just gain more knowledge to my existing skill set. So coming into this, I was pretty much, you know, heavily prepared. And I can say truthfully, through taking this class and through connecting with the other people in this class, as well as reading the articles that have been provided, my knowledge and ideas have grown exponentially. I was thinking back to the blog post I did a few weeks ago discussing the differences between the 20th and 21st century learner, and this is something that I never really researched or thought too much about in my years past teaching. So for me, being able to know that a 21st century learner needs projects that are on demand, they need personalized learning, they need learning to be collaborative, to be global, to be web-based, and that they're doing learning for life, that to read those words for me just kind of solidified my love of technology and the reasons why I use it. And I can say by using Feedly or Poplet, I really hope to take both of those and continue to thread those into my teaching for years to come. I think as I reflect on my teaching and ways that I've integrated technology, now after taking this course, I'm kind of looking at it a little bit differently. I'm not just looking at technology as a tool to demonstrate information, but rather a way to really connect my students, not just with themselves, but with students around the world. And in their blogging before, I've had them connect just with posts or with mystery Skypes, but now I kind of want to push myself this year to figure out new ways to connect them even deeper so that they're really taking meaning in their learning. I think what's been most difficult for me in this journey is what many teachers face, just the undeniable array of articles and websites and tools that are out there, and finding the time or really the brain power to sit and sift through all of it, that can be really daunting. So I think for me, the ongoing struggle is, you know, I don't have an issue necessarily finding tech tools, but it's the then going to figure out which tool to implement, which one's going to be the most meaningful for my students. I think that can be absolutely an overwhelming and difficult process with technology integration. But for me, in reflecting on this course so far, I've really taken away a couple really large things. One, collaboration is key in learning. It's learning through others is the best possible way that you can take that thinking to another level. Also, a takeaway is to be connected. I think for me, in doing my blog posts, you know, normally when I'm blogging, the parents of my classroom are reading it, but they're not necessarily responding. And I found through this course, having classmates respond, it takes your writing and your ownership of your writing to another level. And that's something that, you know, I want to bring more alive in my classroom with my kids this year. Overall, I've been really excited and happy about everything that I've researched and learned, and I'm thrilled to see what the rest of the semester has to offer. So thank you for listening.